So let's just go back to 2 Timothy. Winter conditions were coming. He says in chapter 1, verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me. And then verse, which in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus, verse 14, that good thing was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us, or keep by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, the good deposit entrusted. We've been given a trust, a stewardship of the truth of God. And we can only keep it by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of God. This comes again and again. We've had it. The Spirit of God, the grace of God. And Paul is exhorting Timothy to keep it, that good deposit. Now, I won't try to mention those guys' names again. We'll skip over them. But when we come to chapter 3, we saw this afternoon, verse 14, 15, 16, 17, the resource for the believer in a day of apostasy, in a day of ruin, departure, is the word of God. Verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So you see again, brethren, again and again we get this. The Spirit of God presents to us the Word of God. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine. And then, of course, chapter 4, we've seen it today, preach the Word. Well, may we, in the day of winter conditions, not be moved from the position of taking a stand on God's word. You're going to be under tremendous pressure, especially I think of the young people in schools. I know my daughter works in a bank in Canada, and the bank is connected with a parade. I won't go into details. When I say a parade downtown, you know what type of parade I'm talking about. As a worker, you know, she's asked to connect herself with that, and she refused. See, these are real choices that Christians have to make. If you don't do this, you will lose your job. Like, can the grace of God keep us? Can the Spirit of God help us? I believe He can when we're faced with choices like that. But these choices may ramp up as time goes on. These hard spots, you know. Are we going to identify ourselves with Paul? Or say, no, I know I'm saved by grace. I'm on my way to heaven. It's a little too scary. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. Because what does Paul say? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. His grace can enable us. His Holy Spirit can empower us. His word of God is true. The Scripture cannot be broken. God is true. You know, the saying now is, be on the right side of history. You ever hear that? Well, being on the right side of history sometimes puts us on the wrong side of God. So where are we standing? With the Lord? Because the times change. But the Lord's coming is near. I really believe that, brothers and sisters. May He be the object of our hearts as we've seen. Behold the bridegroom. Behold the bridegroom. He's at the door. Behold, I come quickly. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen.